Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
And that's what you, that's how you want to start the show off.
Yep.
Let's try this again.
All right.
Amen.
Oh shit. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of I'm Not As Thick As You Drunk I Am podcast. My name is Cat.
And this is your boy, Kobe. What's up? What's up, baby?
And this is episode 69, baby.
Yeah.
69.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Y'all, this is a really rushed episode. It's been a real busy fucking week for both Kobe and myself, and
we've been working. Woo. But yeah,
this shit was wild. I woke up maybe 40 minutes ago.
Yeah,
and here we go recording. Then I got to be to work in like 3 hours. Wow, so
always ready, like Jordan.
Man, whew. All right, let's just dive right into the meat of the battle.
All right,
meat of the battle. That's not it. What is it? What did they say? Let's just dive into. Down to the meat of the topic.
Yeah.
Some shit like something that. Whatever. Like that. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, drink of the week is whiskey.
Boom. There you go.
That's what I'm. Yeah, I ain't had time to grab, man.
Bro, you good, man. You good. All right. We wanted to talk out real quick and start out talking about the Tyson fight. Tyson and Roy Jones. The Tyson and Roy Jones fight. Oh shit! I gotta get my shit together. All right, y'all, bear with me. I'm gonna get it right.
Sound like some type of hemorrhoid or some shit.
I got the Roy Jones. Oh fuck! Shit, man, what'd you think of it, bro?
It was very entertaining.
Very much so.
Yes.
I don't like the critics. I don't like so far the critics and shit. What people have been talking about it, but go ahead.
What you mean?
So everybody just talking about how old they are and how, you know, they was expecting to come out like what did y'all expect? I thought it was a great fucking fight.
The best part about it was at the end in the interview where you see Tyson looking like he can go for like another 8
yes,
rounds.
And Jones was dying. Roy,
he like, mean, we're talking, when they asked about the remix, he's like, I mean, I don't know.
he like, if I fight this motherfucker again, I don't know if I want to get in a fight shape like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, so officially it was a tie.
Yes.
I disagree.
I don't.
I do. I think Tyson was throwing. Tyson was throwing the whole fight.
Roy was hitting him with counters though.
Roy, he was randomly piecing him up. Yeah. And I mean, they both did respectfully. Neither one like really just embarrassed the other. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
I think Tyson was consistently throwing punches, like consistently. And it wasn't just little taps. He was throwing them.
But did you see that part when Roy tried to dance, but Tyson rushed up on him?
He's like, oh shit, wait. Time out.
Usually you do that with anybody else, Tyson. Like, oh, you want to dance, motherfucker.
You want to get fancy. Okay. Yeah, I got something for you.
Let's go, motherfucker. You want to dance? Let's go.
Man, I thoroughly enjoyed it, bro. Especially for $50, man. That was fucking great. That was great. It was a good fight. I was really impressed by both of their conditioning. I mean, really. Even though I do agree with you that Jones was supremely outmatched as far as stamina.
It's
got to be all the weed Tyson smoked.
The
herb was giving him strength. Mother Earth was on the side.
Both of them smoke weed. They smoke before the fight.
I was about to say, did you hear Tyson was like, I smoked right before I went out?
Yeah. Both of them did.
Jones did too?
Yeah.
Did he say
both of them smoke?
Yeah. Did he say it? I didn't hear him say it. I heard Tyson say it.
Both they smoke before the fight.
Oh. Well, I know Tyson is a
well, it might just be Tyson.
Yeah, because Tyson is out there with it, like flat out. I'm a weed guy. What's good?
I mean, shit, ain't shit they can do about it. Roy retired now, and like, you know.
Yeah, what you gonna do? Take their belts away?
As he said in one of his songs, can't be touched, can't be stopped, can't be moved, can't be rocked.
Yeah, okay.
When will you niggas learn? That was the shit. Body head bangs.
I want to talk more about the undercards. You already know where I was going, huh? I want to know.
Not even the undercards. Fuck the rest.
Right. There was one.
All respect to them because you know they did their thing, but it was one like big highlight.
Yeah, there's one specific fight that I want to go into.
Yes.
Jake Paul versus Nate Robinson. This was clearly a show of wits, or rather strength, that Robinson ain't no fucking boxer, bro.
Not
a fucking boxer.
You can tell he played for the New York Knicks.
Hey, watch your mouth. First of all, watch your mouth, okay?
The Knicks curse.
Man.
It lives.
I have a lot going on in my head about it, all right? One, yeah. Jake Paul is all right. He's doing his thing. He's trying to condition. You can tell he's taking this serious from what I can see.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do think that he's setting himself to get fucked up.
Yeah.
Like really fucked up.
Yeah.
Shortly after I think it was like three days after the fight, he came out saying that his next fight is foced on Canelo Alvarez. And as soon as I saw the post, I instantly sent it to you. Like, what's up with your boy? Sounds like he wants to die.
Yeah.
He got these two little fights up under his belt, and I really think that he needs to take a step back and reevaluate. Yes, that's what I think. He really needs to take a step back and reevaluate his fights.
Not even amateurs.
No, this was Nate Robinson's debut fight.
His not very, even very backyard.
First. Right, backyard. Right, right. And it was really his celebrity, his athleticism that got him his. His ranking to actually debut against him like that.
Yeah.
Without having a real amateur career, nothing like that. He just flat out stepped. I want to try boxing and stepped in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, I get it. You know, he's a national athlete. And I understand it. You know, I mean, no disrespect to him at all, but it was clearly a show that he's not a fighter. He doesn't deserve to be, but he shouldn't be boxing. Right.
I mean, which we all know, because most basketball players,
it's a different sport. It's a way different sport.
Yeah.
I think that he clearly didn't not so much that he didn't train correctly. He doesn't have the jaw for it. He has what we really call a glass jaw.
Yeah.
He went down multiple times, and they weren't just oops, I lost my foot, and he went down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've all seen the memes with Simba trying to wake his ass up.
Yeah. Then they had like a paramedic on his back.
Yes. Too. Yep. Yep. It was so many fucking memes about his ass because he was fucking out. He was out. I even seen one when they had one with a picture of Tyson and Jones fighting, and they put Robinson, of course, when he was famous. On his stomach, and they put him in a corner of the ring. Like he's still out in the ring. Like.
Do you want to know what was that? Oh man, what was it, like really the. The big highlight of that.
Huh.
Snoop Dogg. Mama, there goes that man. Dog.
Snoop. I would say I've been loving it. I've been loving all the jokes and shit is cool and it's funny and I've been enjoying them. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you know my sense of humor and I've been fucking loving it. But then there's always the boxer in me.
Yeah,
and it's just like flat out, bro. He, that's it. You don't need to fight no more. You
hey, I mean, if I thought you saying you was kind of feeling the itch
to get back in the ring.
Yeah,
I've always had the itch. I've always wanted to get back in the ring. Always.
I was about to say if the power blow up, boom, right there, challenge Jake Paul.
Oh shit.
He's young.
I don't matter. It don't matter. Because even though he has more youth on his side, youth and speed on his side, I have way more experience. I have years of experience over him. And even though it's been years since I've been in the ring, I still remember my shit.
I think his brother's a boxer, though. A professional. Amateur.
He doesn't. Okay, you know, you sound like Trump. And Trump was like, I have an uncle who's a doctor. That's why I understand this. Great. You don't inherit your bloodline's knowledge. Okay, this is not Highlander. Like, you know.
but there can only be one.
Shit, apparently there's multiples because Jake Paul would get fucked up. Like, and that, like I said, when he blatantly came out and said that his sights are now on Alvarez, bro, you don't want none. You don't want none. You don't want any of that.
I give that fight about a good
30 seconds.
Mm-mm. 15.
Yeah, 15 seconds.
15 stops.
bro, you really let these two fights pump your head up that much.
Yeah.
And it's like I said, you know, your second fight, even though, okay, yeah, it was a knockout as well, but you went against a debut fighter. You have yet to fight a seasoned fighter. And you're picking Alvarez, who's like literally at the height of his boxing career right now.
Yeah.
This is the strongest and best he's going to be for the next few years.
Did you hear he said something about Floyd, too? It's like, leave him alone.
This would
Floyd going to do you. If he knocked Conor out, bro.
Yo, this would be the only time I would be behind Floyd in a fight. Man. I would be a Mayweather fan that fight. Like, come on, Mayweather.
Yeah.
And, you know, that'll never happen. I do not like Mayweather. But if he went against fucking Jake Paul, I would be like, TMNT, baby. Yeah. Like, let's do this.
Like, I lost $200 on that Floyd and McGregor fight.
I think I lost more than that combined total.
Yeah.
So, but I would even like to see McGregor fight Jake Paul. I would see the fight.
That wouldn't be good neither.
Well, the reason I want to see it is because McGregor's not a boxer. He's clearly shown that he's not a boxer. Mm-hmm. But he is tough. Mm-hmm. And I highly doubt Jake Paul's going to go in there and rock his shit. Mm-hmm. I think that he would have a real fucking, he'd have a real good battle on his fucking hands right there. From what I've seen, I think Jake Paul is the better boxer out of the two.
Yeah,
but I think McGregor is definitely tougher out of the two.
Oh yeah. And Jake Paul is definitely not stronger than Floyd Mayweather.
No, absolutely not.
I don't fucking.
Floyd has way too much experience, way too much knowledge.
Yeah.
Take alone the physical attributes of it. He's a beyond superior fighter,
man,
than Jake Paul is.
He's the ultimate defensive fighter. He's the greatest defensive fighter of all time, in my opinion. in my opinion, if you think about it. Think of somebody who's better than him. It, well, my boy, which I thought was better than him, last fight, I don't know. Because I was looking at Lama, Lomachenko. But
I'm remaining silent because I have so much controversial opinions when it comes to Mayweather. All I'll say is that he definitely knows how to pick his fights. And
this is true.
What could I say without stepping out of pocket? I take nothing away from his athleticism. I take nothing away from his boxing knowledge.
But he's not the, well, okay, that's, I'm saying that I've ever seen. So okay. that's not the best one you've ever seen.
Okay. I respect your opinion. I'm not going to say you wrong. Mm-hmm. Because I know that I told you we didn't have much time to get into this in this podcast. Mm-hmm. I respect what you say. I respect your opinion.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You turn it kind of red, like,
because I
see the steam coming out.
Yeah, it's one of those where it's like, don't say it, bite your tongue. You bite it. Oh, shit, yo. Man. No, but I really think that Jake Paul needs to fucking take a step back and realize if he really does want to challenge Canelo Alvarez, he will definitely have way more than he can fucking handle in a fight.
I just leave him with this. Stick to YouTubers.
stick to new upcoming fighters.
Like regular athletes and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like I think you got a chance with any and just about all of them.
Right.
Besides the motherfuckers that do this for a living.
Yeah, this is what the fuck they do. This is what they know.
Yeah,
you are just dabbling in like, oh, this looks like fun. And I'm pretty good at it. Let me try it. Not the same as doing this shit, bro.
Yeah.
So like I said, if that fight does happen, which it won't, but if it does end up finding its way to a scorecard, I will absolutely be fucking watching.
Oh yeah, me too.
I would go as far as try to get tickets to go and see the damn fight. Like I want to see this shit.
Yeah.
And I know that the fights are like, so that fight was kind of weird to watch because they're technically in an empty arena.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there is an audience there, but it's, you know, out of camera, out of view. And it's so sparingly seldom that it's like they're fighting in a black void, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just really awkward for me to watch the fight like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it kind of reminded me like in the beginning, No. When I first started fighting years ago, no one knew us. We was on no kind of amateur card, no kind of nothing. It was just us, maybe 20 motherfuckers in the building,
mm-hmm.
with some judges, you know. But of course, at the time, we wouldn't think about the audience, and we didn't know about fan interaction or crowd interaction, and it was just us just trying to get experience, just you know, fighting. Mm-hmm. And it kind of reminded me of that, just professionally, because of course their shit was all nice, clean, and white, and ours wasn't. But you know. But it was just kind of awkward to see on stage, like, wow, you know, these are some heavy fucking names. Who in the world doesn't know the name of Roy Jones Jr. and Mike Tyson?
Right. Yeah.
And to see that in an empty black void with the white floor, like, it was just like, wow, you know.
Besides these, Mike Tyson.
They still know.
Hangover.
Yeah. And even if they don't know him, they know him now.
Yeah. You nigga. Know?
Yeah. Shit, man. Well, as far as while we're talking about fucking battles and shit, bro, and matches, what you think about Ashanti and Versus?
Ashanti and Bay.
Yeah.
Bay.
That's who you going with?
Keisha Coles.
I'm going to rock with Ashanti.
Because Keisha Coles, like, but I say one thing, though. I'm staying the hell away from my wife. Oh, it's next Saturday. I got next Saturday off. I'm going to the city. That's what shit. I'm going to do.
I don't. I work.
I ain't trying to even that Keisha Cole and Ashanti shit.
Uh-huh.
hell no.
Is it the 12th? It's really the 12th. I thought it was the 10th.
12.
It's the 12th.
I believe so.
Let me see. That's what Google's for.
Or Instagram. Instagram. Shout out to Instagram. No, I'm black.
Ashanti versus Keisha Cole. It is scheduled. The versus battle.
Wait. Ooh.
No, you're right. Yep. They're going to head to head with hits on Saturday, December 12th.
My bad. Breaking news.
What's up?
Floyd Mayweather announces he will fight Logan Paul in an exhibition match February 20th.
No.
Via Bleacher Report. Wow.
Holy fuck. Holy fuck, bro. You're not wrong.
He bought the fucking watch.
Wrong. Mayweather.
He not getting no less than fucking 50 million, bro. Floyd is not getting no less than 50 million, bro. And they pay-per-view sold over over a million. I think 1.5 million, 1.3, something like that. Million watch. That's $50 times 1.3 million.
Let's see, 50. $65 million.
And that wasn't even Floyd Mayweather fighting, though. Imagine if you get Mike Tyson to come back. Say, for instance, you get a car with Mike Tyson and Lennox Lewis or Mike and Holyfield.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then you got Mayweather, you know what I'm saying, against Paul.
Okay, so it's a special exhibition match.
Which they got to do it on Triller, man. They got to do it on Triller.
It says the price is fight. The fight is priced. I told you I'm fucked up, bro. The fight is priced at $24.99 for early buyers and will be increased to $39.99 after 1 million.
Damn.
After a million pay-per-views are sold, it'll go up to $40. Then it will increase again to $60 on December 29th. And the last increase to $70 on February 11th.
That still ain't bad. None of
so the
bad.
Fight is supposed to happen on the 20th, February 20th.
Wow.
That's really fucking fast.
Wow.
Holy shit. Yeah, it says, yeah, Floyd Mayweather versus Logan Paul officially announced.
15 seconds.
Confirmed as of February 20th.
15 seconds. 15, 10, 5.
I don't know. When was the last knockout we saw from Mayweather?
Conor McGregor.
Was that the last?
It was. So if you knocked out McGregor, you know what's gonna happen. He might just play with him just because he knows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because that was in what? 2016 when he fought McGregor. Was it? No, it was probably a little 18. Let me look it up.
18.
Let me see.
I think it was 18. I think I was in Tennessee.
2017.
Oh, 17. 17. No, yeah, I was. Yeah, yeah.
2017. Yeah.
Okay. Bruh.
Wow.
That is very, very embarrassing.
Wow. So he's gonna come out of retirement just to fucking put him in the dirt.
It's an exhibition, so he's not coming out of retirement.
Yeah,
it doesn't count if Jake Paul, you know
what? It's basically going to be a humbling experience.
My bad, I called this Negro.
You meant Logan.
Logan Paul. My bad, Logan.
It's going to be
respect on your name because you did your thing, brother.
It's going to be a wake up call to him, though.
Yeah,
it's definitely going to be a wake up call to him.
Yeah. Much respect to him, too, because it takes a lot to condition and
oh yeah, definitely, especially with a fighter match, especially with against a fighter with the caliber of Mayweather.
Yeah.
And then like, and I wonder, is Mayweather really gonna come in here like, all right, let me fucking just do this shit and just embarrass him, or is he gonna come in and be like, all right, let's have an entertaining fight? Because Mayweather's not really the sportsman to give him to give the audience what they want, you know.
I think he's gonna knock him out.
He always just fights the way he wants to fight, regardless of what, you know, the audience is looking for or what they want. And I think the other aspect of it is Mayweather honest, probably honestly feels like, this little pussy motherfucker ain't even on my level. Like, why am I, you know, let me just go ahead and show him. Let me show him what's really good. Pop, done. All right, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think he should do that to prove a point. Just keep put him my down, name out put, your mouth, bro.
Put him down fast.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, Logan Paul stands a chance with just about anybody except for the people that actually do it for a living.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, he might need a couple more years under his belt to, you know, even step to, you know, the lower tier. You know what I'm saying?
Logan Paul didn't have a win yet.
He's never fought professionally.
He has a professional record. Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Promise you he does.
Snoop Dogg gotta be on commentary. That's all I gotta say. Him and what's his name? Marlo Ronello gotta be on there too, because he did his thing. Shout out to Marlo Ronello. He did his thing. I can just throw any boxer up there.
So Logan has was one professional fight, but yeah, it was against the other YouTuber, the British guy.
The black guy with the dreads.
He washed
him.
Yeah.
No, he didn't necessarily wash him, because I don't think he knocked him out. So
it was a TKO.
It was a TKO?
It was a TKO.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
Knockout King, bro. He out in these streets. I don't know.
But shit like that makes me like. It makes me wonder, like, why would you say yes to this shit? Like, you really just looking for a payday? Because why would you agree to a fight against Mayweather? Like, I don't understand.
Or he might be trying to shock the world. He might have something up his sleeve.
If you lost your first fight, bro. You're 0-1. This motherfucker's professional record is 0-1, and it was against another fucking YouTuber who's not even a real fighter, Neva. Y'all both just debuted together. He beat your ass and you lost with a TKO. And,
Logan Paul?
Yes. Paul lost. He has a record of 0-1. He lost by split decision. No, he lost by split decision. That's why they called it a TKO.
Technical knockout.
Yeah, because technically he was out, but he didn't go down. He wasn't, you know, officially out. So it went to the scorecards, and he lost split decision.
Oh, didn't know that.
Yep. So if you already are going into the fight with a record of 0-1, and you want your next thought is, let me step in a ring with Mayweather.
I mean, he knocked Nate Robinson out.
This is Logan Paul.
Yeah.
Not Jake Paul.
What? I was just saying. He knocked Nate Robinson out.
How did Logan Paul knock out Nate Robinson?
He did.
Jake Paul knocked out Nate Robinson.
Fuck. No. I thought his name was Logan.
No, it's Jake Paul, bro.
You fucking with me?
No.
We've been switching.
Yeah, going back and forth. Right now we're talking about Logan Paul wants to go against Mayweather.
See, his name is Logan Paul. You said his name was Jake.
No, I just said Logan.
No, you just said Jake before then.
Oh, my goodness, bro. What the fuck?
Watch this back. Watch this back.
All right, we're going to have to run this back and listen again. I promise you, if I said Jake, I misspoke.
You go.
That's why I'm like, dog, I just said Logan, bro.
And I was saying Logan.
Okay, all right, all right. We on the same page.
Yeah. Logan Paul.
Okay. All right, boom. And then all right, so that's the end of that topic. Let's wrap that up.
Yeah,
we're rabbit hole in there. Yeah. All right. What else did you want to say? We covered the verses. We covered this boxing bullshit.
Keyshia Cole gonna win. Shout out to Becky.
Nah, I think
Ashanti, I'll be home tomorrow.
I'll be with Ashanti.
I'll be home for Christmas.
But Ashanti, that stacked fucking body. Oh, women like that don't make it fair to the rest of the world.
But Keyshia Cole sure is sent from heaven.
Nah. So was the devil. Ah.
Sent from heaven.
So was the devil. But yeah, no, Ashanti got that, bro. I think Ashanti got that.
But love never knew what I was missing. I'm just saying.
He's so stupid, though. Shit, I already kind of have an idea where your jukebox is going this week.
Ooh. Oh, no, you don't.
Okay. All right, boom. We get to it. Okay, no, that in front. All right, my bad. I got carried away. I was looking at something else on the screen. Let me get to close, turn the screen off. All right. Okay, all right. Yep, let's go on Casanova. So you was telling me I didn't even know about this shit.
Yeah.
I just started reading about it literally before we started the show right now, show today.
Mm-hmm.
Rapper Casanova turned himself in Wednesday to the FBI and has already pled. He said he pled not guilty. He pled guilty. Let me see. He turned himself up. He pled not guilty on Thursday. So they arrested him on charges of conspiracy to commit racketeering, conspiracy to distribute controlled substance, and firearm possession. He is not charged with the killing of a child.
That's crazy. It's crazy. But I bet he won't fold, though.
Nah, I don't see him though. I don't see him Tekashian.
Man. I hope he get out of this. But for the most, I don't see him falling. And I hope his team don't fall or whatever. Like, you know.
Yeah, well, it says there was 18 of them arrested. 18 went out in this indictment.
Yeah.
They're not saying the names that arrested him, but so 19 in total, including himself. And like I said, it's fucking crazy to me how fast federal charges move, yo. So he turned himself in Wednesday and was in front of a judge on Thursday.
That's fucking crazy.
They wasn't fucking, they ain't playing with him.
And then it'll be back on Monday.
Yep. Probably. So I run there. Dog, I got to get my shit together,
and
bro.
And I run there.
Hoobadoobadoo. No. I wonder what's going to happen with Roc Nation. Is he going to, they're going to stand tough with him or what's going to happen?
Probably because it's
if he gets
like they've been looking up, they've been looking at him for a while. You know, it's not like it was something he was currently doing. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
It was something from his past. You know.
So yeah.
I think they gonna stick by his side, like, you know what I'm saying, because you know he changed as a person. You know, he doesn't live that life anymore. You know. I mean
that we know of. So I mean, we see. Yeah. I'm not, you know, knocking him, trying to fucking shade him and shit.
No.
I don't know what's gonna happen with him and where his case will stand. You know, I don't know how strong the case is against him. Are they talking about this was something that happened years ago? Or are they saying that they got shit on him from a month ago? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like I said, I have no idea. But I think I'm just curious to see what's gonna happen. Ago. I mean, it's probably when the investigation could have started, but who knows when it ended. It's still an active investigation. Mm-hmm. I promise you, y'all, I'm gonna get my speech together. I'm really fucking struggling today, though.
But it would have had to been active for him to get arrested. So yeah, it was active.
An active investigation. That doesn't mean that they came to an end conclusion yet. You know.
Yeah.
They just because they still had an open investigation means that they had questions. They haven't had answer to anything they was trying to find out from the past.
Well,
so like I said, I don't know if he was still actively in the lifestyle or not. I know that he was actively against Tekashi. Him and Tekashi had their beef.
Oh yeah.
And so does that mean that it's as of recent as that, or does it go further past that? Like they said that he wasn't charged with the murder of a child. What's that about?
I have no idea. I didn't really look into that. I'm not gonna even lie about that.
Yeah, so I don't know. And as we've been talking, I've been sitting here trying to read and scan over the article here as we've been talking, because like I said, I wasn't too familiar with the arrest and everything, and I didn't even know it went down until you told me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm familiar with Casanova and the shit he's done as far as music goes, but I didn't know anything about this investigation, even him them looking to arrest him, let alone him turning himself in.
Yeah.
Oh, see, look, even right here, they're talking about Casanova had a long-running feud with fellow Brooklyn rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine, mm-hmm. then a member of the rival Nine Trey Gangsta Bloods, that resulted in a confrontation at the Barclays Center in April 2018, in which a gunshot was fired. No one was hurt in the shooting.
Wait, I thought Tekashi was from the Bronx.
He is, but they're... Oh, yeah, they did say Brooklyn. I don't know. Maybe they got it wrong. Yeah, they said Brooklyn. Yeah, maybe they got it wrong. I don't know. Well, shit, we don't mind you. Brooklyn can have him. That's fine. Brooklyn can take him.
No, that's fine.
That's absolutely fine.
From the Bronx.
Nope. The delegation of the uptown delegation openly, willingly makes Tekashi an open trade.
Can I get an uptown?
Tekashi's gang later pled guilty to assault with a dangerous weapon and aid a racketeering in the shooting. Tekashi 6ix9ine, whose legal name is Daniel, no one gives a fuck about him. Tekashi had a outlaw reputation he created. Yeah, no one cares about that. Okay. Yeah, so yeah, that's it. They didn't say shit else. Okay. Yeah, that's the end of the article. What the fuck? How the fuck do you end a Casanova article about talking about Tekashi? No one fucking cares.
Licky.
Man, what the fuck was that? Was some bullshit.
Gosh, he strikes again. You know, he got a Netflix.
Bro,
it might be.
Yeah, I think it's Hulu. It's Hulu.
It's Hulu.
Because I was watching Hulu before I went to sleep. I had on the Adam Sandler movie, the old school one that I saw. What was it? Big Daddy.
Oh, wow. Big Daddy. I was about to say it's a lot of those.
Yeah. Because I wanted to watch something that I wasn't going to watch. You know, something that you've seen 100 times that you don't have to pay attention to.
Yeah.
And I saw Big Daddy. I'm like, oh, yeah, I wiped my own ass. And I pushed play. And then I woke up and Simpsons was playing. And I'm like, oh, okay, that worked. And before I put on Big Daddy, I saw earlier today, and it was like Tekashi 6ix9ine, untruth or untold story. And I'm like, all right, whatever, man. Mm-hmm. No one fucking cares. Take this shit off my fucking screen.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's on Hulu.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man. Yeah, but no, I'm curious. I want to know what's gonna happen with the Casanova case, man. I want to know what exactly charges are they looking at specifically as a whole? Because if it was something like this, it didn't say that they had a RICO investigation. It just said that they had him on racketeering and possession and gun charges. But there's not a RICO case, so that means if they arrested 18 people individually, are they individual charges against each 18 is different?
Yeah.
Well, what? Because the article didn't say shit about a RICO case.
Yeah.
Because RICO means if one goes down, we all go down. Everybody gets the same charge. We all getting hit. But that just said 18 members were arrested in the indictment, and the charges go from eye to eye. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know what the end result will be. I'm definitely going to be interested in keeping tabs on that to find out what's going on with it.
Yeah. Oh, I hope he get out of this though, man.
Yeah.
I hope he get out of this, because he, like, you know, he did so much, you know, to change as a person and like, you know, to go through some shit like this, like, that's crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's like you can't win for shit, you know what I'm saying? Even if you're trying to better yourself.
Well, like I said, and I don't know the guy personally, I definitely would be interested to see what happens with the case, to see what the outcome comes. You know, like I said, is he really trying to change it around and be more into music and do music solely, or is that just a cover story? Is he really just in the fucking game and doing what the fuck he does? I mean, I don't know, but I'm curious to see what happened. Definitely that.
Mm-hmm.
It's certain shit like you know, he'd be somebody that I'd be interested in too, like with Young and Maida the other day. That's something I was all excited about, that shit. For y'all that don't know, we're talking about Clubhouse. If y'all don't know about Clubhouse, then you don't know about Clubhouse, and sorry for you. You're not part of the cool kids, you lame motherfuckers. But shit, me and Kobe been enjoying the fuck out that app. That is a fire fucking app, bro.
Yeah, but I ain't really got the dip and dab because I've been working. So
right. And shit, I've been in that bitch every day. Told you, when I got done talking, I was talking to Young and May, and when I got done, I got off of it, and I was like, dog, I just spoke with her, like, I was fucking ampy, bro.
Man.
You know, because it allows you to be in contact on that platform with people who you normally wouldn't be able to get in contact with.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit was mad fire, you know? And so, like I said,
if they want to be in contact with you.
Right. And that's why I like the format. Like I said, well, for y'all that's listening don't know, if you, again, Clubhouse is a new app that's out, and it's invite only. So, yeah, if you ain't on it, you ain't on it. You lame motherfuckers. Step your game up. Get better friends. shout out to Blake for that, bro. Blake opened the domino for us, man. And
hell yeah, man.
We've been on that shit, bro. Like I said, oh, and then especially like for me, and it's so cool the way it works because, like I told you, our stream has gone up so much in the UK.
Yeah.
Our fan base is more than tripled in the UK than it is in the US.
Man,
and so shout I'm out with it. So yeah,
shout out.
So if y'all listening to this, we see y'all. We see the Thank numbers you putting Thank out y'all. There, and we fuck with y'all. We appreciate the love. Y'all feel free to hit us up on all the social medias. We put our platforms out there all the time. Email all that. You know, if y'all on Clubhouse, kick in and let us know. You know, chime in.
Just like okay, do me a favor, right? Somebody get in touch with Craig David, man. Just tell him I said what's up. Just tell him Kobe said, what's up, man?
Yeah, so Craig, hey. Tell him I said, ooh, ooh.
Man, that's my guy, man. Shout out to Craig Dave, man. Shout out to the UK. Thank y'all.
Yeah, like y'all been doing some big things, man. And I know I've been fucking with the group Moderators Be Moderating. Yeah. And told you they're like the number two, number three trending group out of the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't for Clubhouse, I never would have made that connection, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's definitely a good experience. I've been having a ball on it. I've been on it so tough, man. I've been on the site. I wake up, I open up the app. I'm on the way to work. I got it playing on the fucking radio. I get to work, I'm on break, put it on the log on the fucking app. Like, what's going on? What's happening? What's popping? What's happening? What's popping? Shit. I even made a connection, bro. There's a podcast out of Detroit called Shop Talk Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to them. Is ran by Jay Johnson and Dame Wild. My bad. If they hear this show, my bad. I promise you, I knew your fucking name. Jay Johnson and Dame Gone Wild. That's his name. Dame Gone Wild.
There you go, Dave.
And, yeah. My bad, bro. No disrespect, dog. And
he just woke up.
Yeah, I did that ass just wake
his
up.
Hair is not even ready,
bro. You see how fucked up I look? But I'm gonna send you the link because you gotta listen to their show.
Okay.
We have very similar ways of thinking. We're not the same, don't get me wrong, we are not the same. Mm-hmm. But we think very similarly. And okay. Dame has this shit on the show called Dame's Music Pick. And I'm like, damn, I'm like, we got Kobe's Jukebox. Like, what the fuck? And both podcasts coming out of Detroit. And I'm like, damn. So it's something that hopefully in the future we can link up and do something together.
Yeah.
I actually found out about them because the dude I went to high school with, Trinidad Ant, does this show called This Week in Culture.
Mm-hmm.
And just because that's my homie, I support him, you know, and you know, I've known him, went to high school with him, so you know, I rock with him, listen to a few of his episodes and shit. And his co-host is Jay Johnson, so that's how I found out about that. And then mm-hmm. before I even went into that one, there's Motor City Oprah, who somebody recommended to me, so I was listening to her shit. She has a podcast called Views from the Thick, and last week they had a battle of Lil Wayne versus Rick Ross.
Okay.
And it was cool. It was a cool episode to listen to their picks and who they wanted to choose. So I went ahead and sent her some info about Lil Wayne to help her out with the next battle, just you know, some shit she probably wouldn't have thought of.
Okay.
And she records out of the Shop Talk podcast studio.
Okay, that's cool. That's
mm-hmm. cool. And so it's just crazy that like I said, but and it all ties in because my mind is told you real sporadic right now. Yeah, I'm just waking up and getting my shit together. But the reason I'm tying all this together is because I was speaking to Jay Johnson on Clubhouse. And so, you know, just speaking to him real quick, we had a very brief conversation, but it was, it's just cool. Like, it just the way the format allows you to talk, to interact with people, you know. And I was not really aware of his show. And now that I am, I'm definitely going to start listening and getting more in tune with his content and shit they got to say, him and Dame. And the episodes that I have listened to already is pretty good, man. I'm going to send you the link and you fuck with them too. Let me know what you think about it.
All right.
And yeah, but it's fly, you know. So, you know, shout out to Clubhouse. Whoever made that app is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they put in their stipulations, no screenshots. You cannot share any content on other platforms.
Yeah.
You can't record shit. You can't distribute shit. Whatever happens in the Clubhouse stays in the Clubhouse. And the conversations be so lit, and just listening to what people say, it's fucking fire, man. It's fire. Like I said, I've spoken to Young MA, and then I also spoke to Joe Budden. Even though I'm not a Joe Budden fan,
I love Joe.
Yeah, I know you was excited about that. But like I said, but just the fact that we was able to speak to them is not normal. I don't know these motherfuckers. I don't got their number. It's not someone I can just randomly call on my phone, you know.
Right.
But the fact that I was afforded the opportunity to converse with them, even for a few seconds, you know, it was cool, you know. And like with Joe Budden, it was really just a quick in and out, you know, hot take, boom, done. And Young and Me, we actually chopped it up for a few minutes, but it was cool, you know. It was cool.
Yeah.
So, and then I got excited because the Young and May conversation was her very first chat room. It was her very first clubhouse or room, rather.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was like, this is fire.
That's dope. That's
mm-hmm.
I hopped on. Well, I didn't talk to anybody. I just listened mostly. I hopped on one with DJ Drama, Maze.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, it was cool. It was cool, you know.
I like it, man. I love the fucking format, bro. I love it. And I was laughing when I was first in that one room, and they was like, "Yo, why the cat and Kobe got the same avatar?"
I can't talk about the combos.
No, we ain't saying what we were saying, but I was just laughing. Well, I remember.
Hold on, wait. There we go. Okay, I thought
you thought your headphones went out.
Yeah, they bought you though.
Yeah, but I thought the shit was fucking fire. I thought it was cool. And just the fact that people are looking like, wait a minute, you know, and making a connection of who we are and what we do, you know. But it's really good for us to be in communication with them. And then, like I said, a huge shout out to the UK. We see the different cities that you guys are fucking with us in.
And shout out to all our subscribers.
Yeah, everybody. But I will say this, the United States, y'all got to step your game up. Man. The UK is embarrassing, y'all.
Hell yeah, man. And we from here, man. Look, right, look like, out, man.
They accept us overseas, bro.
Yeah.
And they giving us, like, we getting thousands of numbers from them.
Yeah.
And y'all still giving us hundreds. So we got to balance that out, y'all. The universe is out of whack.
Yeah.
So, listeners, we really need y'all to step up and tell your friends to tell a friend, because UK is putting us to shame, bro.
Yeah, thank y'all. I appreciate it, though. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, like I said, when the numbers came in, me and Kobe try to keep track of over the 7 days. We always do 7 days, and then every now and then we'll do overall.
Mm-hmm.
And the last 7 days alone, our streams in the UK hit 1,300. I haven't checked it in the last 48 hours, so I don't know if it's more than it. But it was 1,300 for the last 7 days alone. And we were like, oh, shit. Like, what the fuck?
I will move there.
Don't know, because they don't allow you to have guns.
Ooh. Yeah, I will move there.
I will move there. I stand by my statement. You saw what I said.
Yep.
Should be a man. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to Clubhouse. Shout out to Shop Talk Podcast and Views of the Thick.
Yep.
So to Motor City Oprah, Dame Gone Wild, and Jay Johnson. Look forward to doing some work with you guys in the future, hopefully. And maybe our paths can intersect and we can collaborate on something.
Hell yeah.
Especially with them. Yeah, because they and what I like a lot about Jay Johnson and Dame is that they do a lot of Detroit promoting, and they're really Detroit based and pro Detroit. And you know, I love that shit. You know, I've always been an advocate for owning your block and supporting your community, and they do that in spades. Yeah. So I love that, and I fuck with that heavy. So, man, shout out to y'all.
Yeah, that's dope as hell.
Definitely shit.
Dope.
Let's go ahead and move on to this music shit, because I got to start getting ready for work, and we got to go.
All right, I'm throwing a little spin. Wait.
All right, so
we doing my jukebox.
What you want to do? You want to do jukebox first or the GTD?
We can get the GTD going.
The GTD?
Yeah.
All right, okay. So you want to go first? You want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay. I was listening to my shit earlier, and there was a song that came on, and I haven't heard it in forever. And I was like, damn, when it came on, I'm like, I fucking forgot about this shit. Like, and I think a lot of people underestimate Neo and his music. You agree or no?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So this is the song that came on the other day. I was listening to it and I was like, fuck, I forgot how fucking fire this was. And Neo does do some good music. So here's my add to the GTD is Neo, a song called Say It.
Close the door.
What you got, bro? What you think? That was a good one, right?
Yeah, Neo was me and my wife's shit back in the day.
So do you agree he's underrated, bro?
Yes, very, very.
Thank you. Because people be fucking sleeping on him like he ain't the shit, bro. And you know, I'm like, you know how many people he fucking wrote for and produced songs for?
Yeah,
everywhere, and not just fucking R&B. I mean, like pop, you name it, he's been out there. Yep. He's been writing shit. Yep. He even wrote for Beyonce and shit.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on.
To the left.
All right, what you got, baby?
I have Alex Isley.
Ooh.
Featuring Masago, Good and Plenty.
Say you have me.
it spent all in the shades. Emphatic when I tell you what you mean. Chemistry, intimate memories. Every time I give you all my energy, emphasis, never sleep.
Never sleep.
Say you.
That's a cold piece right there. That's a cold.
Yeah, I'm with it. I'm definitely with it, bro.
That's real R&B right there. Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. When you said it, I was like, huh, not mad at that. Not hell mad at that, bro. I like that. I like that.
Hell yeah. So, yeah.
All right. Sorry. So, what you looking for your jukebox, man?
So, we all know that Christmas around the corner,
oh,
right?
Oh shit!
So we are going to do Christmas songs until the end of the year.
What? Are we all really? Right. Are we really? Really? This is what you want to do to me? This is what you want to do to me?
Have some holiday. It's Christmas. Have some holiday cheer.
All right, y'all. So y'all don't know, Christmas is Kobe's absolute fucking favorite holiday. Yeah. And this shit be driving me mad crazy, dog, because I'd be tired of these fucking Christmas songs 24/7. Oh, man.
Merry Christmas.
Come on. I'm a Grinch. I'm the Grinch. I know it. All right, man. Go. Come on. Hit me. Hit me with it. Okay. This is your shit. Go ahead.
All right. And where I gotta go with
you, motherfucker, you.
With Johnny Gill, Give Love on Christmas Day. Thank you very much, people. Hey, don't fuck up the music on my shit.
Even the man who has everything would be so happy if you would bring him love on Christmas Day. No way to give is better than love. Yeah.
Already said, yeah. You could wait to cut that off. You could.
Right, come on, finish the verse already. Damn.
It's Christmas. Have some holiday cheer. Oh, man.
All right, all right. Whatever.
Yep, yep, yep.
You know, I'm really starting to second guess the this is your segment. This should be an hour segment, and we should have creative control so we could vote over what songs.
You gave me the creative control. Yo, it was your idea. Oh
yeah, because we said, because everybody always enjoys our music and shit, and we always, you know, the shit that we say and promote and shit, everyone's always giving us kudos and shit, and like, yo, that was a good song. I didn't know that song a good looking. And so I'm like, shit, I said, well, I know Kobe does way more music that a lot of listeners will listen to more so than me, because I'm out there with the music. You know, I have a lot of Spanish songs and rock and roll or just other shit that I listen to. And I'm like, well, shit, let me go ahead and let Kobe rock this one out. This would be all him. So I was like, bro, this is your shit. And he was, and when I pitched the idea to you, you was like, hell yeah, I'll do hell that. Fuck yeah. I got this. I'm like, all right. And I was like, bet. I'm like, the fucked up part is I was very clear. I'm like, all right, man, this is your shit. This is your idea. You run it. It's how, whatever the fuck you want to do. I was very clear about that. And now I'm like, this should be an us effort. This is an us show.
Like, we're changing the name this month only to Kobe's Christmas Jukebox.
Lord. I'll make sure the DTE don't get your payment and they close your fucking.
Ha ha, not with DT.
so I'll make sure they will get my payment too.
Well, shit, man. You got anything else, bro?
No.
All right, well, shit, I got to get myself together for work, man. I got about an hour before I got to get up out the door, and I got to get my shit together. I got to get my life together. Y'all heard I've been struggling to just talk regular. Like, and okay, so for y'all that have been listening and our active followers, y'all know I'm a trilingualist. So this is me struggling because my filter has not kicked in all the way in English. So I've been struggling to speak regular with y'all. That's why I've been fumbling my words and muttering and stuttering and shit. But I promise you, I'm gonna get it together for the rest of the night before the night go off. And yeah, I gotta get my life right. I reevaluate my life decisions.
Get it together, brother.
Shit. So y'all, again, we're gonna be posting up again and reiterating our Christmas bottle giveaway. Yes. Right now, just should we give a recap on the score? Where we stand with the score?
No.
Okay.
Nobody all right. knows.
Okay. Well, we know.
It's a Christmas.
So y'all again, stay focused. Stay keep sending submissions in. If you already submitted and we haven't acknowledged your submission, please give us a second. We'll go through it again. Check the emails and the DMs to make sure that everything is up on par. We haven't overlooked anybody. But we appreciate everybody sending them in. And it's been entertaining to me to see who's getting what right and who's getting what wrong, you know?
Yeah.
But keep sending them in. Remember, you guys can DM us your answers and or you can email us at I'm not as think as you drunk. I am pod@gmail.com.
Yep.
And remember, the winner is will be announced on the 21st of December, which is a Monday. And you could win up to $100 and a fifth of liquor.
Yep.
Well, you'll get your winner will get a fifth of liquor and up to $100, depending on how many questions they get correct.
Yep.
We do have a contingency plan if there's a tie.
Yep.
So we will release those details and when and if we need to.
A bar fight.
First to draw blood wins.
Get rowdy.
With that being said, y'all remember this is your podcast, favorite podcast. Don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend. Again, mad shout out to the UK. Thank you for the love and support. We fuck with y'all. We see y'all. We appreciate y'all.
Everybody.
Yeah, don't forget to give a shout out. If you guys have any interest or any questions or comments, anything you guys want to be seen or heard, hit us in the DMs, hit us on our Instagram, on our Facebook, on our Snapchat, on Twitter. You can email us and we'd love to fuck with y'all and interact with y'all. Again, shout out to the Shop Talk podcast crew, Jay Johnson and Dame Gone Wild and Views from the Thick with Motor City Oprah. Like I said, look forward to doing some collaboration work with y'all in the future, I hope. And with that being said, y'all, this has been another episode of I'm Not As Stink As You Drunk I Am podcast. My name is Kat.
And this is your boy, Kobe. Peace.
Hey, you're not the professional uncle no more?
I am, but I haven't really, like, got that little zoop. Yeah, you know, where you can get it in the flow.
Yeah, okay.
When I get it in the flow. You know,
you get yeah, you get it's all in the delivery. Favorite, it's all in the delivery.
I'm still your favorite drunk uncle, Kobe.
There. All right, y'all. We catch y'all.
Peace.
We clear.
All right.
All right. Shit. Let me get my shit together. I gotta hurry up and get dressed, showered, and get dressed, and get the fuck up out of here. And boom, 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 boom. Yeah, that's where we at. All right, cool. All right, bro.
All right, hit me up.
Yep, I got you, baby. All right.